pictures and stuff, Dr. Smith said. No, I guess we're going to start all over again.
No. We can probably just continue.
Hey?
We can continue. Just not all the way over again. Let me see. And what was your first impression of Hazleton when you got here?
Oh, I liked Hazleton when I first got here. Much more than I do now, actually. It's a very beautiful spot, you know. You can't help but like it if the weather's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But when it rains so much, you get a little bit tired of it.
That's true.
Well, my first two summers here, I guess, were real wet ones, too. Well, it was quite nice the first, I came in August, about the 1st of August, something like that. And we had quite a bit of nice weather that summer. But the next summer was really wet, and the next one after that was wet again.
Do you recall the summer of 58?
I came the summer of 46, and then it was the summer of 47 and 48 were pretty wet.
I heard 58 was rather warm.
Well, we might have had one warm summer.
It's hard to tell. How many people were here when you came?
How many people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't any idea, but there sure wasn't as many as there are now.
Mm-hmm.
I knew everybody here at that time. Well, there's the odd one I missed, but not very many. I never knew John, the old fellow that died last fall.
Hillcrest?
No. The old fellow that used to go around in an electric wheelchair.
In the hospital?
No, he lived in Southtown. Evidently he was here all the time and I never knew him. He used to come up all the way from Southtown to New Hazleton in this electric wheelchair.
Did you have electricity when you first got here?
Pardon?
Did you have electricity when you first got here?
No. Old Hazleton had electricity and the hospital, and that's all. But we didn't have electricity in Tumar.
So when would you have gotten it?
Let's see, 50. I think it was 50 they put it in. 50 or 51. I know we were living in the house where Gloria Benson's living in 49. And Alan had his own little plant. That's all the electricity we had. And then the next year, Hydro came in.
Did you go to Newtown very often?
Pardon?
Did you go to Newtown very often?
Oh, not too often. I did most of my business in Old Hazleton at that time.
Do you remember the old post office and the store that used to be in Newtown? By where Willens lived now?
Oh, Willens, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They had a laundromat in Newtown, I believe. Or something.
I don't remember that. The first laundromat I can remember is what Carnelson's put in.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's still the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only when Gordy took it over, he put in quite a few more machines. They started off in the house, basement sort of their office and whatnot. They started the laundromat for. You see, they put up a bunch of cabins and they started the laundromat for their customers. And then they found that there was quite a bit of time that, you know, that was open, so they let other people come in and do their laundry. So they just had one machine to start with, I guess one washing machine and two dryers or something like that. Or vice versa, I'm not too sure now.
And the RCMP building was in Old Town, by where the pizza place is.
Yeah, that's right.
John Field School wasn't there, was it?
Oh, no. Neither was the high school.
Where was the school?
It was right behind, right where the liquor store is now. That is, no, behind the liquor store. I don't know if there's a building there now or not.
I think that's where the video store used to be.
And then they had so many children that they couldn't accommodate in the school, so they had to use the Pentecostal church for a school, and the Anglican hall. My aunt taught in the Anglican Hall. And then they also used the Church Army Hall for the Native children. And it was quite a congested setup when they eventually built the school that they have now.
So there was no liquor store in?
No liquor store, no.
They had to go to Smithers?
I suppose.
Oh. The roads were pretty bad, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Pretty rough at times.
Did you own a car then?
Oh, yeah. We didn't go to Smithers any more than we had to.
Crooked, dusty roads.
Oh, yeah. And chuck holes. Washboard and chuck holes.
Were you into fishing or hunting or trapping or anything when you got here?
Oh, no. I've never trapped, no. And, I've done a little hunting, but no great amount. I've never shot a moose yet.
Was there any specific regulations, like did you have to have licenses or anything?
Oh, yes. And tags, too. Big game license was $5 way back.
Oh, that's good.
And eventually it was raised to $7, and now it's $13, I guess. I don't know.
Did you take part in the May Day they had on the 24th of May at Tony Park?
No, I didn't. No.
That was quite the community affair, wasn't it, in those days?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure.
In your very first job in Hazleton, do you remember how much you got paid?
What was that again?
In your first job in Hazleton, do you remember what you got paid?
75 cents an hour.
So that'd be?
That is at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And how did you have to spend your salary, like hydro bills or whatever? How was it divided out?
I was buying my farm. I saved my money to buy the farm. That is, I paid cash for the farm. But I had my mother to keep and whatnot.
Have you ever moved away from Hazleton at all?
Well, not a great deal since I moved here. But I've lived in Vancouver. I worked for Boeing Aircraft in Vancouver before I came up here.
What sort of things did you do for recreation?
Oh, hiking, and a little bit of hunting maybe. Fishing.
Were you here when the bridge in Hagelit was built?
No, that was before my time. That was built in 1936, as far as I know. That was 10 years before I came up.
That was after the flood. Then they built the bridge, because the old bridge was washed out.
No, they had both bridges built at the same time. I don't know what year that bridge went out downtown, but it was the ice that weighed that bridge down, the old town bridge. It rained and froze and rained and froze, and there was a tremendous weight of ice on the bridge. And then I guess the river came up pretty high, and the combination, I guess, took part of it out. It was only one span, as far as I know, that went out. And they moved the other rest of it, what was left of it, to Smithers.
How much did you have to pay for your farm when you were buying it?
Oh, I can't remember now. It was a long time ago.
Did you know a lot of people in the area? Did you know people like Beth David or some of the...
Well, I knew pretty near everybody here at the time, at that. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're working at the hospital, you get to know a lot of people, right?
That's true.
Did any dentists come to the hospital?
Not very often. Dr. Murphy used to pull quite a few teeth, and it was generally left up to the doctors to do the tooth pulling around here at that time. Dr. McPherson used to come in a couple of times a year, I guess, from Tariff.
Would they freeze your mouth, or would they just pull it out?
Pardon?
Would they freeze your mouth at all, or would they just
pull
it out?
Oh, yes, but Dr. McPherson, he used to take a little fortification, when he was pulling teeth. I guess he felt it as much as the patient did. I had two teeth pulled. And he was pretty high. he broke them both off, and he had one off and trying to get the roots out. Three great big roots on each one of them, I guess. And they all had to be drilled and taken out with a skewer,
What kind of anesthetic would they use? Like, just a needle?
Yeah, just a needle. Cocaine, I guess. Or Novocaine.
What kind of entertainment was there here?
Oh, there was always a picture show, to a certain extent.
Who brought the mail to Old Town?
Oh, let's see now. It came by train in those days, and I think marshals used to pick it up, as far as I know, from the train.
Ward Marshall and...
They had a one-ton truck that used to go over to meet the train all the time. I think they had the contract.
Did they just pick up the mail, or did they pick up groceries and all the supplies?
Yes, I think they Yeah, anything like that that came on the train, they would take it over.
I guess it was important to have a couple cows on the farm, wouldn't it be? Because you couldn't get fresh milk at the store?
Well, Sendon's, Rowley's father had the dairy, and he had the dairy when I came here, and he supplied the whole area. Well, Gilner's had a dairy too, there were two dairies here, but you couldn't buy milk at the store, it was all delivered right to your door.
What about fresh vegetables?
Fresh vegetables were no problem. Most of the farmers grew a certain amount of vegetables to sell. Loves used to grow quite a few vegetables, as far as I know.
But they wouldn't sell in the stores?
Well, any vegetables that you got in the stores were locally grown in those days. They didn't bring any vegetables in.
Do you remember any wedding ceremonies or anything that are really different from what they are now?
No, I don't think so. They didn't go in for spectacular weddings or anything in those days. Like jumping from an airplane, parachuting down and so on.
Renting out BC Place. what people had, like, major influences on the community before Hazleton was incorporated?
What was that?
What people, like, were great influences on the community before Hazleton was incorporated? Like, for town decisions or something? Was there anyone who took the role as the leader of the town?
Not to any great extent, I don't think. Dr. Rinch was quite an outstanding person. But of course he was before my time. He left shortly before I came up here.
So Hazleton was incorporated shortly after you got here, then, wasn't it?
Oh, it was quite a long time after
was
that.
It?
Yeah. I don't know just what year they incorporated.
Who was the first mayor?
Well, Polly Sargent.
Did you play any sports, like baseball or any teams?
No. I was too busy.
On the farm, yeah. Well, do you have any interesting stories that would be useful to us?
Well, yes. The first summer I was here, let's see now, yeah, it was in the fall after the highways had laid everybody off. Mr. Benson asked me if I'd like to go to, for Labor Day. Tony West had to go to Fort Babine for Labor Day, to keep law and order, because didn't want anybody getting killed or anything up there on Labor Day. So he didn't like the idea of having to go into Fort Babine, but just the same he had to go, that was his orders. And so he got Al Benson to take him in there, you see, it's too far, it's a little bit you know, it's a long distance to have to go just with one horse, you know. So we had to take some supplies. Alan asked me if I'd like to go along, and he had another fellow helping him, Percy Foster, and Tony, of course. And so Alan supplied a pack horse and a horse for himself and a horse for Percy. And of course, I rented a horse from Mr. Halverson. And it took us three days to get to Fort Fabien over the trail. And so the first day that we were there, we got talking to the fish warden there, and he offered to take us down to the Counting Gate, which was 7 or 8 miles down the river. And so just before we got to the Counting Gate, we met three native fellows up there that had they just caught a huge salmon, and spring salmon, and it was over 6 foot long. It was a huge fish that I never have seen a fish anywhere near that size since or before. And they all had to get out. In order to get that fish in their dugout canoe, they had a dugout canoe, and in order to get the fish in, they had to all get out in the river to lift it into the canoe. And the sad part about it was that the fish warden never asked these fellows to bring it in and weigh it, because it would go all of 130 pounds. It was a tremendous size. And so I was talking to a biologist after that, and he said for a spring salmon to get to be that size, it would have to be a male, and it would have to go back to the salt chuck three times, or twice at least, for it to get that size. See, a male salmon will sometimes survive if they are spawn close to the ocean, and they get washed back into the salt water again, they'll survive. The salt water brings them back again. And this was his third trip in, you see. Now, he might have survived again if they hadn't caught him, because he showed no signs of deterioration at all. He was just like a steelhead. And but that was the sad part about it. It was never weighed, so we don't know just how heavy it was. But I would estimate it was at least 130 pounds. Because it was just deep through, and it was more than 6 feet long. So we went down to the Counting Gate then, and they showed us how they count the salmon and whatnot. And then we went back to Fort Babeen, and I guess we were only there a day, I guess. I'm not just sure now. And we headed back. We had beautiful weather going in. Then it started rain coming back. It rained all the way home. So we were like a bunch of drenched rats. We got to Pete Ober's cabin. That's only 6 miles out, but it was about 12 o'clock at night when we got there, and we were just soaked to the skin, so we decided to stay at Pete's cabin for the night and put on a fire and dry out. Then we came in the rest of the way in the morning. But that was quite an experience for me.
Did you have any relatives come and visit you?
What do you mean, like,
from a bigger city or something? Like, that have never been up north or anything?
Oh, yes. Like, most of my relatives, my grandfather was the only one of my relatives that was living here when I came up. And then my mother and my brother, well, my brother came up first '48, I guess it was. And then my mother came shortly after, and my sister. And of course, they all stayed here, right? Then we've had most of the relatives have been up to visit at times. Eh?
What did they think of Hazleton?
Oh, they like it as far as scenery is concerned, but they think it's a little out in the sticks.
Did you go to any of the dances that were in the halls?
Did
you go to any of the dances in the hall?
No, I've never bothered to dance myself.
So do you like the way Hazleton has changed over the years? Or do you like the way Hazleton has changed over the years, or do you like it?
I guess it's for the better, probably.
You saw improvements.
Pardon?
You saw improvements.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's improvement.
When did you first get sewer? When did you first get sewer?
Oh, I don't know what year it was. New Hazleton had it the first day. Well, you must remember you were here at the time, eh?
Oh,
yeah. You were just about this high, I guess, when you first got it here. You remember Lawrence Dubnick, don't you? Well, he didn't stay here much after they got the sewer in the town. Maybe a couple of years at the most. So it hasn't been here that long, eh?
Was mining going well in the 50s?
Oh, yes. Silver Standard was operating in the 50s, eh? And the Red Rose part of the time. And then there was a lot of exploration going on in the 50s. But there was a lot of mining came and went before I came up here. Like, I don't know what years the Silver Cup was operating, and the Red Rose operated before, too. I don't know just what years they were, the Red Rose was operating. And then there was the Rush of the Bull Mine operating, too.
Mm-hmm. Who started the logging after mining petered out?
Well, when I came up here, there was quite a few little mills in the bush, eh? Small operations. And the first large mill was when Siglett moved in.
And where was that one?
South Hazleton, same place as where the rim is.
Mm. Did you know of a mill out in Glenvaugh?
No, that was before my time. That was run by, I think Mr. Tomlinson started that. But that was just for local.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ship lumber out at the time. Just for local use. That's where all the the old houses in Glen Ball came from. That's where they cut their own lumber right there. Mm-hmm. That was a water powered sawmill.
Mm-hmm. Is it still there now?
Well, there's nothing much left of it. I guess maybe the turbines are still there somewhere. I don't know. They cut the lumber there for the town of Kiskegas, and the people of Kiskegas hauled it on the ice in the wintertime up to Skeena from Glen Ball.
Wouldn't it have been easier to just put it in the water while during the summer and let it?
Well, it's not very navigable, I don't think. River's pretty, it's a pretty rushing river up there.
Is that it, Dave?
Well, I've covered everything I can, but if you can remember anything which we've left out.
Oh, well, I don't know what year it was. I went up the Chispeaks with the Hagen boys way up past, well, we went as far as Sweet Inn. There was no road in those days. Only to the Jansey farm. And well, we wanted to see, the boys had never seen the Upper Kispeaks, and neither had I, so we decided we'd take a trip up there. And so they supplied the horses and I supplied the grub. And so we took off and went up as far as Sweet Inn, but the river was too high. We couldn't ford the Sweet Inn River, so that's as far as we went. That took us 3 days, I guess, to get to the Sweet Inn. And then we turned around and came back. We camped for the night at Corral Creek. Before we camped for the night, we went up Corral Creek a ways to see what it was like up the creek. And we saw a grizzly track up there 18 inches long. So we didn't feel too secure with him around. And so anyhow, we had a drink out of the creek, and Henry dropped his cigarettes and didn't realize he'd lost them when he was bending down to have a drink out of the creek. So when we got back to where we were going to camp for the night, he realized he went to have a smoke and didn't have his cigarette, so the boys had to go back up. Two of us stayed with the horses, and they walked back up to retrieve his cigarette, but they had to take both of our rifles. So it made us two that left there, were left behind. We didn't feel very secure without a rifle. Anyhow, they got back all right. Cigarettes and rifles and all. So then we spent the night there and carried on the next day. We got down as far as the Jansey place, I guess, the next day. And but as it generally does, it was raining, and we were pretty miserable when we got before we got home, soaked to the hide.
It takes 90 minutes to drive to Sweden now. 90 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, 90 minutes, let's see. Yeah, I guess so, but that's pushing it pretty hard, too. That's it with one of these logging truck drivers.
Let's see. Well, we've gone over everything.
Right? I can't think of anything else, no.
Do you have any old pictures?
No. I never bothered much taking pictures. I didn't have a good camera in those days. And we didn't take a camera on that trip at all. Pretty hard to keep a camera from getting wet, too.
That's true.
Well, thank you very much, sir.